Thanks for hitting play. You're listening to Bosque County Blast, your weekly podcast and news source for Bosque County.
This week, we'll briefly discuss Clifton, Texas. We'll tell you a little bit about the past and then bring you up to speed on the present.
Clifton, Texas is the largest of eight towns that make up Bosque County. This particular region of Texas lies right at the top of the hill country. Vast valleys, grassy hills, knolls, and winding dirt roads make up much of the countryside here. Clifton is situated east of the Rogstad Mountain, down the river from Meridian, the Bosque County seat. Founded in 1852 by Norwegian settlers, the town was designated the Norwegian Capital of Texas in 1997 by state legislators. We'll return to that in a later podcast, but the small town way of life is a huge part of why people want to be here. Some of our future podcasts will also showcase an even more in-depth look at local figures and historical features from Clifton and around the county, though today we'll do a historical overview. The Bosque Arts Center is a beacon of both fine art and appreciation for the area, presenting culture in music, paint, metal, clay, drama, and more mediums. The center is housed in the three-story historic 1923 former administration building of Clifton Lutheran College, established in 1896. The college shut down in 1954 and was occupied by a local manufacturing business before the BAC grew into fruition. The institution is now instrumental in providing support for the community, as well as fine inspiration and entertainment. My name is Arthur.
And I'm Cynthia.
If you like what you hear, visit our Patreon page and consider donating. Creating compelling content takes resources.
By helping us cover those costs, you'll keep us digging for more Bosque County news.
You'll find links to all of our social media and Patreon page by going to BosqueCountyBlast.com.
Thanks for listening, and thank you for your support.
Speaking of institutions, here's Cynthia to talk about another key landmark in Clifton.
Only three archaeological finds in North America consist of prehistoric human remains. The Bosque Museum holds valuable information about the one excavated from Bosque County in 1970, in which a man and young girl were found preserved in a grave that would imply they were people of great importance. Other ancient crafts and vessels, fossils, and more recent artifacts from early Texas settlers fill the museum and history in between. As the West began to fill with the early pioneers, several Norwegian families took up homesteads along the Brazos. Clifftown was coined from the surrounding limestone cliffs in the area, eventually being shortened to Clifton. For commercial farmers, hay is sown and harvested each year, in addition to cotton, corn, milo, oats, and wheat. Sandy, loamy soil fills a few parts of the county, while black clay mixed with loam, rocky limestone, and cobble makes up for the rest. Higher lands are well drained compared to the lowlands, though soil is moderately deep to shallow throughout. This was confirmed by a United States Geological Survey performed in 1979.
Going back in time, a devastating fire destroyed much of downtown Clifton December 23, 1905. Spreading from building to building, the blaze was extinguished, but only bare structures of the business district remained. The town reacted to the tragedy by coming together to rebuild, with many of the structures that exist today reconstructed then. A similar spirit could be felt years later, in which community members and hospital staff came together to stop the Goodall Witcher Hospital District from shuttering altogether.
The townspeople said they could hear the vibration of the cattle long before you ever laid eyes on one. Much of the Midwest, including Texas today, is built on the original commerce of the Chisholm Trail. Driving cattle across the plains, cowboys overcame adversity in all forms. They faced unpredictable waterways along the trail as a top challenge. The Brazos River that runs across Clifton, Texas, is a good example of an unpredictable spot. Depending on rainfall, animals could walk across, or they'd have to swim. Swimming was the longer option, requiring several days for the entire herd to cross. An average herd consisted of between 3,000 to 5,000 cattle. The herds moved at a rate of about 15 miles a day. This was done to maintain healthy weight for auction. The trail was no small feat, often taking an average of more than 2 months to complete.
Cattle meant cowboys in town, and therefore, excitement. They brought supplies at local businesses and were the celebrities of the day with local children. Farmers and ranchers contributed to industry across the United States in addition to crafted goods. In turn, the railroad became an essential lifeline to the rest of the country for Clifton. The Clifton Railroad Museum documents the railway's impact on the small town, resulting in the town moving from one side of the tracks to another at one point in history. Passenger trains were popular, with townsfolk traveling to Dallas and Houston. The passenger line in the Dallas area shut down in 1968, ending the train named the Texas Chief and its run in the area. Freight loads continue through the area today, remnants of the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railway's lasting impact on the area. A railway crash split the town in half for several days while the tracks were cleared in 1964. A train carrying 81 passengers collided with a gas tanker truck, of which the driver claimed that the train station obscured his sight from seeing the actual train. The town decided to move the station to the right side of the tracks, becoming the Clifton Police Department's headquarters for a time in the 1980s, before the museum restored and reopened the building.
Later, Clifton became a haven for renowned works of art and artists. Several artists from this group attended the local high school, influencing Clifton ISD in the process. In turn, the local art scene undoubtedly influenced the nature of the high school with an intense appreciation for orchestrated band and the arts. That said, Clifton ISD holds its own in both academic and athletic pursuits. The Clifton Cubs hold strong football, track, basketball, softball, baseball, and other records in UIL programs. The high school marching band wins awards each year, having traveled to consecutive state competitions for decades. Though different directors have conducted the students' performances over the years, spring competitions and marching events, with all ones as a result, are not uncommon. Long-standing members of the community have dedicated their time to contributing back to that talent and education. Tradition runs strong, with turnout at local games, events, performances, and parades.
To wrap things up for this episode, the traditions of history are exhibited and highlighted by the Clifton Chamber of Commerce, Clifton Main Street, and Bosque Arts Center. The Chamber continues to raise funds to revitalize and preserve downtown Clifton. Buildings now more than 100 years old are maintained to stand for decades to come. They come with modernized amenities accompanied by historically preserved interiors. Clifton Main Street has a huge role in event functions, garnering publicity and vendors for multiple events each year. The organization switched focus to funding the restoration of the old Clifton stockyards and buildings for future farmers of America to come. The Home Economics Building, located next to the old auction barn in the stockyards, was the center of the Bosque County Fair and Rodeo, now managed by the Clifton Economic Development Corporation. The city of Clifton focuses on citizen safety, providing city parks and economic growth via the Clifton EDC. Service organization volunteers are never far from parks, fundraiser events, and public gatherings, demonstrating a servant's heart in community spirit. Local restaurants and food are to dine for frequently. Olaf's, The Corner Drug Cafe, Charos, Zur Autobahn, Iron Cactus Grill, and the Red Caboose Distillery are more than enough for visitors to the county to whet their appetites on. Some have taken it a step further in crafting their own wine and spirits. Many businesses have been the staples of local families and the community for generations.
Though small in population, Bosque County and Clifton, Texas have much to offer in terms of beauty, culture, history, and entertainment. To date, the town consists of more than 3,400 people, rich in both character and local history, and continues to grow.